Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. William Conrad.
Good evening.
Tonight is a special night for us here in the studio, for it's with this show that we start our 8th year of the Gunsmoke series.
This means that for nearly 400 weeks, Matt, Chester, Doc, Kitty, and all the other citizens of Dodge have been occasional visitors in your homes. All of us connected with Gunsmoke want you to know how much we appreciate your interest, your loyalty, and we sincerely hope that you'll continue to be with us each week in the future. And now, Gunsmoke.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gun smoke. Starring William Conrad, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal, the first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
This is Frank Knight speaking for the world's most honored watch, Longines. When the West was being won, Longines was there. Old records show sales of Longines watches in the silver mining towns of Colorado and Nevada, the gold mining areas of California. A fine gold watch, preferably a Longines, was one of the first luxuries purchased by a lucky prospector. For then as now, the name Longines identified the world's most honored watch. Longines watches won their first World's Fair grand prize in 1878, won grand prizes in Paris, Brussels, Philadelphia, and at many other places. Right now, Longines watches are winning comparable successes in the accuracy competitions in European national observatories. Today, you needn't make a gold strike to own a Longines. Many beautiful models for ladies and gentlemen are priced as low as $75. Here's a suggestion. For Mother on Mother's Day, why not a Longines watch? Your authorized Longines Whitno jeweler will be honored to serve you.
Maisie! Maisie!
I'm coming.
I told you to wake me at sunup.
I know, but you were sleeping so sound.
I got me a long ride. Now get me some food.
It's all ready. Potatoes and side meat. Coffee's on the stove. Vince.
I want some grub to take with me.
It's ready, but...
And some water. You fill up them canteens.
Vince, you listen to me.
I ain't got time for talking. Pour the coffee.
Ain't no good, Vince, you riding off like this. There.
I'm going to get that marshal.
It won't do no good. You can't bring Billy back. He's dead, Vince. Let him rest.
He's dead, all right. Hung by the neck until dead. Turned in by that marshal in Dodge.
It ain't ever going to set easy, your brother dying that way, but you can't change it. More shooting ain't gonna change it.
I promised him. I promised him the night before. All the way, riding back yesterday, I could hear him. Get me that marshal, Vince. Get him for me. I'm gonna do it.
You ain't gonna win by no gun battle.
I got me a plan. I'm gonna fix it.
There ain't no way to fix things with guns. You shoot him, you'll hang.
He's going to make me kill him.
You ain't talking sense.
Oh, yes, I am. He's going to make me kill him. He's going to draw first. He's going to arrange it all himself. When he does, I'll get him.
Oh, Vince.
That's the way it's going to be, Maisie, pure and simple. Don't you fret none. I'll get him, and I'll ride out scot-free. Come on now, pack me that grub. It's a long ride to Dodge. You the marshal?
Yeah, that's right, Matt Dillon. What can I do for you?
Well, now, Marshal, I was kind of figuring that maybe I could do something for you.
Oh, is that so? Now, what's your name?
Vince Wiley.
Well, glad to know you, Wiley. What's on your mind?
I'm thinking about settling near here. Buying me a ranch, maybe.
Yeah, that's good. How do I come into it?
Well, I'll tell you right out. I was thinking that maybe you could use my help.
Oh? How's that?
Well, now, Dodge is a hard-living town, ain't it?
Yeah, it can be.
Must run a lawman ragged, keeping the peace.
I manage.
Sure you do, Marshal. Of course you do, but it seems to me there ain't no man living can't use some help.
I got help.
Yes, I know. I've heard about Chester. But I figured you could use somebody who could really handle the job. I'm mighty good with a gun, Marshal.
You're anxious to use it, is that it?
No, it ain't nothing like that. It's just that I got a real deep interest in the Marshal's.
Well, I'll tell you something, Mr. Wiley. I'll remember what you've said. And if the time ever does come when I need your help, I'll ask you for it, huh?
That's just fine, Marshal Dillon. In the meantime, though, you just remember I'll be ready to help keep the peace any time.
Well, don't you go to any extra trouble.
Well, it wouldn't be no trouble. I'll just be around, ready to step in any time there's any ruckus. You remember that,
huh? Uh-huh. All right. Mr. Wiley, I got something I want you to remember, too.
Oh? What's that, Marshal?
That keeping the peace is my job, not yours.
When friends drop in, let your hospitality show you're sociable in the modern manner. Pepsi, you know, is the favorite of the smart and young at heart.
Be sociable, look smart, keep up to date with Pepsi. Drink light, refreshing Pepsi. Stay young and fair and debonair. Be sociable. Pepsi.
Have you tried a Pepsi lately?
I ain't gonna wait much longer, Tui. Just hand over my money.
You're talking too big, Rudd. I ain't so sure it is your money.
You saw the cards.
And I seen the way they come off the deck.
You ain't calling it a crooked deal now, are you?
And I ain't handing over no money, neither.
You'll hand it over right now.
I got a gun, Rudd. It says you better put that knife down.
I got a gun that says you both better stand steady.
Mind your own business, mister.
Keeping order is my business. Drop that knife.
You ain't...
Drop it! Now, put the gun on the table.
I don't know who you are, mister, but But I don't give my gun to no stranger.
Put it down. That's better. I'm going to turn these things in at the marshal's office. You can pick them up when you're ready to leave.
All right, what's the trouble here?
Oh, Marshal, I was just coming up to your office. I got a gun and a knife for you.
What happened?
Marshal, there was going to be bloodshed, sure. One man there drew a knife, the other one drew a gun.
So you stepped in and disarmed him, huh?
Why, sure. You wouldn't have wanted me to just stand there looking on, would you?
Marshal, how about getting my knife back?
I guess I better keep it, Rudd, until you're ready to leave. I'll keep your gun, too, Tui.
All right, Marshal.
I'm glad you see it my way, Marshal.
Yeah. All right, you two men, get out of here and cool off. Go on.
Sit down, Matt.
Thanks, Kitty.
Well, you got here too late for the excitement.
Yeah, so I see.
That Vince Wiley sure handled the situation in a hurry. Stopped the fight before it got started.
Uh-huh.
Saved a lot of wear and tear on the furnishings. You know, it's nice to have somebody do something. No broken bottles, no smashed chairs. He stopped it without even busting any heads.
Are you telling me that things do get busted when I stop a fight, Kitty?
Well, no, Matt. It isn't that. I guess it's just that, well, you can't spend all your time here waiting for trouble.
No, I sure can't.
Wouldn't it be kind of nice to have a fellow like Wiley around, just in case?
Yeah, maybe so, Kitty. Maybe so.
Well, I don't know what you're so ouchy about. I should think you'd be grateful to him.
Seems to me that you're grateful enough for both of us. Oh, here he comes. Why don't you tell him about it?
I will. Mr. Wiley?
Ma'am?
The house would be glad to buy you a drink. You saved us a lot of damage stepping in the way you did.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Sit down, Mr. Wiley.
Thank you.
I was just telling the marshal
that... excuse me.
Oh, Matt, don't you want a drink?
No, thank you, Kitty. I gotta get back to the office. I'll see you later.
All right.
Sorry you won't stay, Marshal.
You'll manage.
You know, Miss Kitty, I think the marshal's kind of put out with me.
Well, he's got a lot on his mind.
No, ma'am. No, I think it's just that he don't appreciate me. But he will. I aim to see that he does. Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Doc. Yeah, I guess I just closed my eyes for a minute there. Well, why don't you sit down?
Well, I don't mind if I do. You know, Matt, it's too bad you aren't a patient of mine.
Well, not for me, it isn't.
I prescribe rest and sunshine for a lot of my patients, but I never saw anybody who takes to it as easily as you do.
Oh, that's a pretty old joke, Doc. Aren't you getting a little tired of dragging it out all the time?
Well, now, Matt, your sitting here in the sun isn't exactly new either. I'm kind of surprised to find you doing it these days, though.
Oh? Just what does that mean?
Why, the way that young fella's keeping himself busy doing your job, I wouldn't think that you'd want to get caught just sitting around.
Wiley, you mean?
Of course, Wiley. If you don't know who I'm talking about, Matt, well, you're the only one in town who doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been mighty busy. He stopped a street fight this morning. He sent a couple of drunks packing yesterday, and... Matt.
Yeah, Doc?
What do you think he's up to?
I'm not quite sure.
Well, he's not doing your reputation any good. That's one thing.
Maybe that's what he's after, Doc.
It could be. Oh. Looks like there's trouble over there that you might have to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wonder what Dobie and Chester could be so head up over.
Well, we'll find out if they don't start fighting before they get here.
Right on over there, Mr. Dobie. You're just plain apple-headed.
Well, I know what I see, Chester.
Well, ain't nothing to it at all. That fella ain't done nothing to mount nothing since he come to town.
What's the trouble, Chester?
Mr. Dillon, Mr. Dobie here says you got a new deputy.
And he's doing a fine job, Marshal.
But he ain't no deputy, is he, Mr. Dillon?
No, Chester, he isn't.
Well, if he ain't, he ought to be. He sure is keeping the peace in this town like it's never been kept before.
Why, he ain't doing nothing at all. That wily fella steps into a fight now and then don't amount to nothing.
He stops things before they get a chance to start. That's what we need around here. A firm hand.
A firm hand. Why, that Wally ain't nothing but a busybody. Just this morning, he run old Newt Price out of town.
Newt?
Yes, sir. And everybody knows old Newt never done nothing to hurt nobody in his whole life.
He was drunk.
Well, forevermore, what if he was?
All right, never mind, Chester.
But Mr. Dillon, Mr. Dobie and the folks is talking like this Wily fella's doing a better job than you
I
are.
I said never mind, Chester.
Well, all right.
And I tell you, Marshal, you ought to give some thought to this man, Wiley. He's protecting property in this town for a change.
I'm giving him some thought.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Good day, Marshal.
Prune-faced old gossipy. Why, Mr. Dillon, ever since that...
Let it
that,
go, Chester.
That Wiley fella ain't done nothing but put on a big show picking on drunks.
Well, he seems to have a lot of people talking about it.
Yes, sir, he sure does. And I just can't figure out, though, why he'd want to put on an act like this.
I can't either, Chester. But I'm sure gonna find out.
Now here's a lilting little tune sung by a group that really knows how to keep you looking your best dressed best.
There's a difference, see the difference with Stainu.
Stainu. The quality finishing, offered only by quality dry cleaners from coast to coast. Stainu costs nothing extra, restores the like new look to all your clothes, makes them soil and wrinkle resistant, brings back original store fresh texture, sparkling color, and cashmere-like feel. Stainu dry cleaners are listed in the yellow pages under the Stainu trademark. Why don't you send your next dry cleaning order to your nearest Stainu dry cleaners? All dry cleaners don't have Stainu, only the best do.
You can see the difference, feel the difference with Stainu.
Matt Dillon.
Hello, Marshal.
I want to talk to you, Wiley.
Sure you do. Come on in. You come to take me up on my offer, after all?
I've come to tell you to quit going around town acting like the law.
Well, I'm just trying to help out.
I don't want that kind of help.
Well, I don't know, Marshal Dillon. There are a lot of citizens in this town who seem to like what I'm doing.
Well, I'm not one of them.
It ain't likely that you would be.
Just what are you after, Wiley?
After?
Is it my job that you want? You want to be the marshal, is that it?
No, I don't want to be no lawman. But I wouldn't mind fixing it so you wasn't no lawman neither.
You don't want my job, huh? You want me, is that it?
Makes you nervous now, Marshal, don't it?
No. I've had men come gunning after me before.
Well, you see, Marshal, that's where I'm different. I ain't gunning for you. At least not right out.
Well, whatever it is, you're through.
I don't know what you mean.
I'm just telling you to move on.
Well, now, Marshal, I tell you to get me out of town, you're going to have to shoot me.
Well, that's up to you.
No, it ain't, Marshal. It's up to you. And I ain't gonna draw on you. It ain't healthy to draw first. I had a brother that done that. He done it. He killed a man. And the marshal took him in for murder.
Ah. So that's it?
Yes, sir, that's it.
I didn't take in a man named Wiley. I'd remember that.
And I took a small advantage of you, Marshal. I just sort of changed the name from Wilson.
Wilson? Billy Wilson?
That's the one. He drew first, and they hanged him a little bit ago, remember?
And he was guilty of murder.
Well, I ain't gonna take no chance like that. No, sir, I ain't gonna draw first. You are. When I kill you, it's gonna be all nice and legal like
that. Now, you listen to me, Wiley. Ever since you come to town, you've been trying to show me up. You've been trying to goad me into a fight.
Looks like I come pretty close to doing a fair job, too.
Well, that isn't gonna work.
Yes, it is. And there ain't nothing you can do about it, Marshal. I ain't breaking no law. I'm helping you keep the peace, ain't I? You start complaining on me, folks will think you're afraid for your job.
You're wasting your time.
I got plenty of time.
I'm not gonna give you a pat hand, Wiley. If you kill me, it'll be murder. And then they'll hang you just the way they hung your brother. Now, your scheme isn't gonna work.
I'll find a way to make it work, Marshal. I'll find a way.
Miss Kitty, if you'll just kindly aim me at that door the next time it comes around, I better get on.
Come on, Chester. I'll go with you.
Oh, thank you.
There we go.
Miss Kitty, you better watch that door. It hit me from behind.
Chester, are you sure you can make it back to the office?
Well, my land, of course I can.
I think I'd better get somebody to walk along with you.
No, they ain't no need to do that. No need in the world. I'll make it just fine.
Well.
Good night, Miss Kitty.
Good night.
Uh-oh. Miss Kitty?
Yeah?
You watch that door. It's downright dangerous.
Oh, I will, Chester. Good night.
Night.
Chester, hold up a minute.
Who's it? Well, hello there, Mr. Wiley. You out keeping the peace?
As a matter of fact, I've been waiting for you.
You have?
You've been bellied up to the bar all evening.
Well, I had a few. That's a fact.
Come to think of it, Chester, I'd say you was drunk.
No, I ain't neither drunk. I'm feeling right nice, but I ain't what you'd exactly call drunk.
Any self-respecting lawman would call you drunk.
Why, they wouldn't do no such a thing.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to arrest you.
Arrest me?
Mm-hmm.
What in the world are you talking about?
Come on now, I'm going to take you in.
Look here now, you ain't going to do such a thing with me.
You give me an argument. All right, I'll settle it. Now, maybe the marshal might feel like coming to look for me. What about it, Doc? Is he going to be all right?
Yeah, sure, Matt. Yeah, now, Chester, just take it. Nobody's going to hurt Chester by hitting him in the head. Yeah. Yeah, now, all right, Chester. You can sit up now.
Oh, that hurts something awful, Doc. Yeah,
I don't wonder. From the smell of whiskey around here, I'd say your head was bound to hurt, whether anybody hit you or not.
All right, listen to me, all of you. Now, who did this? Who hit Chester?
No.
Didn't anybody see who did it?
No need to ask anybody, Marshal. I did it.
You pistol-whipped him, huh, Wiley?
Just didn't seem I had no choice, Marshal. Your own assistant gets rowdy out in the street.
Rowdy? Chester was never rowdy in his life.
Well, now, I don't know about
that. Shut up, Dobie! Okay, Wiley. Okay. You've been looking for a fight with me ever since you came to town. Well, now you got one.
All right, Marshal. Just remember, I ain't gonna draw first.
Nobody's gonna draw, Wiley. I'm just gonna beat you blue.
You'll have to draw first, Marshal, because I... You'll have to draw. Well, go ahead, draw, draw. You ain't gonna beat me.
He shot the marshal.
Matt, your arm, it's bleeding.
Not yet, Doc. All right, Wiley, you drew first.
I didn't mean to. Now, don't shoot, Marshal, don't shoot.
You can stop crying, Wiley. I wouldn't want the job of burying you. But just get out of town before I change my mind.
I'll go, Marshal.
He sure ain't tearing none, Mr. Dillon.
Well, Marshal Dillon, I think you were completely right.
Shut up, Dobie. And you just remember one thing. Anytime you think I'm not doing my job, you can write to Washington for a new marshal. And until you do, I'm in charge around here, and I'll choose my own deputies. Has anybody got anything more to say? All right, then. Come on, Doc. If you get Chester patched up, you can take a look at this arm.
Tibet in the news. Who's an expert on Tibetan affairs? Who was the personal guest of the Dalai Lama in happier times at the top of the world? Why, Lowell Thomas, of course. Ask us about another part of the world, and there's every chance the answer again would be Lowell Thomas. The roving raconteur has been just about everywhere, seen just about everything. So when a story breaks, he has that extra edge of intimate first-hand experience to give extra dimension to his reporting. One of the most colorful men in the industry, one of the most striking different sounds on the CBS radio network, is Lowell Thomas, heard every Monday through Friday evening with his fascinating, concise reporting. Only a network could bring you a Lowell Thomas. Only the CBS radio network does. Remember the keen mind and formidable experience of this noted world traveler, lecturer, raconteur, and CBS newsman is an exclusive with the affiliated stations of CBS radio Monday through Friday evenings. Don't miss Lowell Thomas tomorrow evening.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The story was specially written for Gunsmoke by Marion Clark, with editorial supervision by John Meston. This is George Walsh inviting you to join us again next week for another story on Gunsmoke.